Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. It's the Business News Hour for Thursday, the 27th day of December. Thanks for being with us, everybody. The day after an historical move by the Dow, things got back on the downward slide, and then in the final hour, reversed course. We'll tell you all about it coming up. We've also got a sad tale about Amazon stock. Also, what's India got to do with Walmart and Amazon? Plenty, it turns out. One more Amazon story for you. We're going to talk about detergents. Also, some brand names that are going away next year. We'll share who they are, and some might surprise you. Well, maybe this is why millennials are shunning parenthood. It's too damn expensive. For the interview, we're reaching back to this summer and a piece we featured on internal marketing with Phil K. James of Good Milkshake Digital. Some honest questions to ask yourself as we head into the new year. The business news? Well, that is coming up next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Aurion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. The Business News is next.
Let's double your business revenue. How? Aurion helps you save time and money by helping you through your employment challenges. A recent study revealed that organizations like Aurion can help you double your revenue by handling your HR tasks like payroll, benefits, onboarding, and compliance. With Aurion as your HR partner, you'll also experience more productivity, better benefits, and mitigated risk, all while doing what you love to do, your business. Start increasing your revenue. Visit AUREON.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tero International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tero. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
It is the Thursday edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks for climbing on board again today. You want to reach out to us on Twitter? Yeah, you can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, you can find me at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, the markets opened down sharply and kept going down all day long. And then, in the final hour of trading, the indices all turned positive, with the Dow reversing course and ending at plus 260 points. That from a downward trend that saw the blue chips off by as much as 500 points earlier in the session. That is a wild swing. What happened? We will detail all of that just a bit later in the broadcast. You know, even in light of record sales, Amazon is closing out its worst quarter in a decade for investors in the company. Since the company's market capitalization briefly topped $1 trillion in September, the stock has been in free fall, losing 27% of its value in the past 3 months and putting it on pace for its worst quarter since the recession of 2008. Now, to be sure, it's not a company-specific story. The stock market is tanking on concern about rising interest rates, slowing global growth, and political instability. Tech is leading the downward turn. Apple has plunged by 30% this quarter, and Microsoft has dropped by 12%. Facebook has slumped 18%, but probably for good reason. The social network has been bombarded by a constant stream of negative headlines. Anyway, what's going on? Most of it is unrelated to Amazon's business of selling stuff. The headwinds for Amazon include the company's cloud computing unit did not grow as fast as analysts had predicted, and overall revenue fell short of expectations. And then there's another fly in the ointment. It's called Europe. British online retailer group IMRG reported the slowest annual revenue growth in November since 2011. It also cited weaker-than-expected revenue outlooks from UK retailer Sports Direct and Visa's report on a decline in consumer spending there, reflecting uncertainty around Brexit. But then there's this. Back in 2006, Amazon had fewer than 7,800 employees. That number climbed to over 20,000 by the end of 2008. Today, Amazon employs 566,000 people. So on the bright side, even after the stock's plunge this year, Amazon is up 245-fold from 2001 and 29-fold from the end of 2008. So now you know. Got the facts. And then there's this. Amazon and Walmart face new rules in India that could prevent them from using their industry expertise and massive size to drive down prices. Restrictions unveiled by the Indian government yesterday ban foreign e-commerce companies from offering their customers exclusive products such as smartphones. The new guidelines also appear to close a loophole that had allowed foreign online retailers to sell their own products through affiliated companies. Scheduled to take effect on February 1st, the rule change reflects fears that large swaths of the world's fastest-growing major economy could come to be dominated by American firms. We would call that protectionism. Sound familiar? So, question. One more Amazon story. Okay, you ready? Do you buy your washing detergents, laundry detergents from Amazon? If so, you're about to notice some changes in packaging. Tide and Seventh Generation have introduced redesigned laundry detergents that are several pounds lighter by cutting down on the plastic in their packaging and using less water in their formulas. They're making the changes to please Amazon and other online stores. Why? Well, obviously, lighter packaging means retailers pay less to ship the detergents to shoppers' doorsteps, making each sale more profitable. For consumers, the new packaging has been designed to better survive shipping without leaking. The challenge, though, is getting online shoppers to buy detergent that looks, well, nothing like the heavy bottles they're used to. Tide is putting its detergent into a cardboard box, making it 4 pounds lighter than its 150-ounce plastic bottles, but still able to wash the same 96 loads. Meanwhile, Seventh Generation went with a compact plastic bottle that's less than 9 inches tall, rectangular in shape, and has no measuring cup. So what's the rub? Well, get this. When Tide unveiled photos of its new packaging this fall, social media users joked that it looked like boxed wine. And when Seventh Generation tested an unlabeled version of its new bottle, some thought it was, well, shampoo. But really, the question remains, buying laundry detergent online? Really? I guess. Wall Street 24/7 has a list of brands that they say are on their way out next year, and here's a quick list. The Chevy Impala. Gone, they say, after 6 decades on the road. For-profit college, the Education Corporation of America, closing 70 locations in 21 states next year. Google Plus, finally, put a fork in it. You know, Google Plus was supposed to be its own social media platform, but it failed at the beginning, and it is toast next year. The iPhone XS. Now, wait a minute, didn't that just debut? But it might be on its way out as consumers gravitate to less costly models. How about this one, the Ford Taurus? You know, the Taurus was once the highest-selling car by volume Ford had for a nameplate. When Ford was struggling with innovation back in the 1980s, the revised Taurus nameplate reversed the company's fortunes and became a top seller. Now, Ford is doing away with almost all of the cars it makes. Only the Mustang will survive alongside Ford's lineup of trucks, crossovers, and SUVs. Goodbye, Taurus. MoviePass. You know, sometimes things that are too good to be true go away. The idea with MoviePass was to sell data to theater owners, data that came from memberships which allowed moviegoers a movie a day for just $9.95 a month. MoviePass was essentially providing free movie tickets to subscribers. However, it proved to be a poor strategy as the company is bleeding money and soon will disappear. And one more for you. How about Sprint? You know, Sprint is aiming to merge with T-Mobile in the hopes that the newly combined mobile carrier, which will keep the name T-Mobile, will be able to compete with the two largest carriers in the United States, AT&T and Verizon. The merger, worth about $26 billion, is expected to close in the first half of next year. Now, if the deal goes through, the Sprint brand, that brand will, well, won't survive. Once again, see what you learn here? Go ahead, pass it on. Let people know. So might this be why millennials are shunning parenthood? The New York Times has a story out about the cost of being a parent, which is becoming increasingly expensive and demanding. For example, modern-day parents are expected to put significantly more time and money into raising their children than previous generations. Researchers say those balancing outside work and parenthood today spend as much time with their kids as stay-at-home parents did in the 1970s. But many parents are not stay-at-home. They got a career or a job. and that is yet another stressor. Complicating matters further, the amount parents fork out to raise their kids, which used to peak in their high school years, now crests twice. Once when the child is under 6 and over 18 and into their mid-20s, as parents dole out more money for either education or living expenses. Maybe that's why millennials are saying, yeah, this parenthood thing, not so much. Well, let's see if we can sort out what happened on Wall Street today. It was another wild ride. Stocks opened sharply lower and remained that way until the final hour of trading. The Dow ended the day up 260 points, or 1.1%. The S&P 500 closed 0.8% higher, while the NASDAQ climbed nearly 0.4%. At its lows of the day, the Dow had fallen by 611 points. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ fell as much as 2.8% and 3.3%, respectively. Earlier in the day, stocks fell amid renewed tensions between China and the United States. Reuters reported, citing three sources familiar with the situation, that President Donald Trump is considering an executive order to ban U.S. companies from using equipment built by Chinese firms Huawei and ZTE. Now, the executive order would come at a time when the two largest world economies are trying to strike a permanent trade deal. Earlier this month, China and the U.S. agreed to a 90-day grace period to come up with an agreement, but it looks like, well, it looks like this might hit. And interestingly enough, a little bit of research proves that those two firms, well, they supply lots of rural concerns out there. So the big question is, what's rural America going to do? Stay tuned. A fear of a slowdown of the global economy, U.S. government shutdown, and trouble making sense of the U.S.-China trade relationship, it's enough to make your head spin, and today was a great example of how jittery the markets really are. At the bell, the Dow closed up those 260 points to end the day at 23,138. The NASDAQ gained 125 points to close at 65,79, and the S&P 500 was up 21 points to close at 24,88. And yes, we've got another trading day ahead of us. Strap in. Gold picked up $4.50 to trade at $1,277.50 an ounce. Crude oil reversed course today, off by 57 cents to $45.65 a barrel, and the 10-year T-note paying 2.78%. Hey, when we come back, a two-part conversation we had with Phil K. James from Good Milkshake Digital about internal marketing. You know, so often we are consumed with marketing to the outside world, we forget about taking care of stuff at home. Good information for you as we head into the new year. Marketing for Business with Phil K. James, coming up next.